Bitcoin pushes through 77K, but weak spot and low leverage cap the rally. Bitcoin took another swing at the $77,000 resistance overnight, briefly clearing it and forcing a wave of short liquidations, before profit-taking pulled price back toward the level. As of May 1, 2026, BTC trades at $77,085, up 1.87% on the day, but still down 0.87% on the week, according to live market data. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 42, firmly in neutral. The setup looks bullish on the chart, but the order book and derivatives data tell a more cautious story. Shorts got punished, but spot did not show up. The push through 77K did what these moves usually do. It cleared out traders who had been leaning short into the resistance. Cointelegraph's market desk noted that the squeeze pressured shorts near that level, with liquidations adding fuel to the move higher. The problem is, what was missing on the other side? Spot buyers, the cohort that turned the November and February rallies into sustained legs higher, did not chase the breakout. Without a wave of fresh spot bids absorbing supply above 77K, the move had to rely on derivatives flow alone, and that is a thin foundation for anything beyond a few hours. This is the part of the cycle where the difference between a real breakout and a liquidation-driven wick becomes obvious within a single session. The first move clears stops. The second move, the one that needs new money, either arrives or it doesn't. So far, it hasn't. Long leverage stayed on the sidelines. The other tell from the past 24 hours is what derivatives traders chose not to do. After the squeeze, perpetual futures funding rates and open interest data did not show a meaningful build in long positioning. Traders who watch shorts get cleared above 77K largely declined to step in and add risk in the other direction. That reluctance is rational given the broader tape. BTC is up almost 2% on the day but still negative on the week. ETH at 2,283 and SOL at 8,407 are showing similar patterns of small daily gains inside flat weekly ranges. And macro headlines around Fed policy and ETF flows have produced choppy two-way price action rather than a clear trend, adding leverage on the long side at the top of a multi-week range, while spot demand is absent, is the kind of trade that gets stopped out within hours. The result is a rally with no clear bid behind it. Shorts are being punished, but bulls are not being rewarded with a sustained extension. Why the absence of spot matters more than the squeeze. In 2024 and early 2025, almost every major BTC move higher was led by spot ETF inflows and corporate treasury accumulation. Those flows were measurable, slow, and price insensitive, in a way that perpetual futures positioning is not. When that bid was present, short squeezes turned into trend continuations because every wick higher got bought. The current backdrop is different. ETF flows have been choppy for weeks, with several recent sessions of net outflows from the BTC spot ETF complex and corporate accumulation has slowed relative to the pace seen in late 2025. Without that steady absorption of supply, the market depends on shorter horizon traders to push price, and those traders sell into strength rather than chasing it. For readers using crypto cards or holding spendable balances, the practical implication is narrow but worth noting. A market that rejects 77K twice on weak spot demand is more likely to retest the lower end of its range than to break out cleanly. Anyone planning to top up a stablecoin spending balance or convert BTC for use on a self-custody card over the next few days has time to wait for cleaner signals, rather than chasing the wick. What would change the picture? Two things would shift this from a capped rally to a real breakout. The first is a clean session of net BTC ETF inflows on the order of $200 million or more, signaling that institutional spot demand has returned. The second is a sustained build in perpetual futures open interest with positive but not extreme funding, indicating that traders are willing to position for continuation without piling into max leverage longs. Until at least one of those shows up, the path of least resistance is range-bound chop, with occasional liquidation-driven wicks in either direction. The 77K level is now both magnet and lid. Short stops sit just above it, but spot offers and lazy take profit orders sit just above those. Until that overhead supply gets cleared by genuine spot demand, every push higher is a candidate to fade.